Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for downloading episode 100 of We Got This with Mark and Hal. We finally made it together as a family. We appreciate so much all of you who download the show and share it and talk about it on our new Facebook group, which all of you can join. You go to facebook.com/groups/We Got This Podcast. That's all you have to do. There are people on there talking right now, and you could be joining them, so go do it. And while you're at it, if you've been listening, whether it's from episode 1 or episode 99, and you're enjoying what you're hearing, take a second and review us on iTunes. We appreciate it, and it helps the show grow even bigger and bigger. So by the time we get to 200, there'll be millions of us all together arguing about stuff. But now, without any further ado, recorded live at SF Sketchfest, which I know for a fact because Annie's mic keeps cutting in and out, which is just what happens when you're at a comedy club sometimes. This is episode 100 of We Got This with Mark and Hal. Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Best M&M variety.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
What is that? Oh, what a surprising ovation.
Unbelievable.
Oh, thank you, guys. Happy 100th episode, Hal.
Happy 100th episode to you, Mark.
Happy 100th episode. Live audience at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Yes. Now, we are coming to you live from the 16th annual SF Sketchfest, which is brought to you by Audible.com, and that, I believe, fulfills our contractual obligation to promote Audible.com, the only place I know of where you can get audiobooks.
That's right. The only place in the world to purchase audiobooks.
That's right.
Nowhere else. And also, you can buy all of the varieties of M&Ms on audible.com.
Correct.
Today, our topic, Hal, is
best M&M variety.
Yeah. We're not shills for the M&M Corporation, by the way.
Why? You were so nervous about that?
I was so... Because here's why I was nervous. Like, I don't think we've ever done an episode that was so, like, specific to one product. Like, tell us what you think is great about our product that we make. That makes us, except for Audible.com.
Yes.
Which we will always talk about.
I love Audible.com.
Audible.com, the only place to purchase
fantastic
audiobooks.
Check out History of the M&M by Francis Flarden, which is available in audio format only because Francis didn't know how to write.
Let's bring out our guests.
Yes, absolutely.
As many of you know that are here, Hal and I spent the better part of our lives as a part of a podcast called The Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Yes.
And we have brought with us today some of our dear friends from The Thrilling Adventure Hour to help us solve this very weirdly contentious issue.
Suggested by Rach Tacular on the Maximum Fun subreddit. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rach Tacular. So are you guys ready? Let's bring them out. First off, ladies and gentlemen, the Red Plains rider herself, Busy Phillips. Hi, Biz.
We should have just been right off stage so that it doesn't take too long for us to come up.
Oh, good. So, yeah. Well, Annie, scooch on up then, and Craig. Annie Savage, yay! Ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you want.
To me, Annie.
Craig Kukowski. Ben Acker. And Sparks Nevada himself, Mark Evan Jackson. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
I've been playing.
I've got a couple notes.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Hey, me too.
This isn't live.
It isn't? We're
it's
live.
Not being broadcast live.
We were also told that you guys run a clean show, and I don't normally curse a lot, but I want to curse so much now that you've placed that.
But Hal,
in my
like,
head.
Specifically said it to me.
Yeah.
It was directed at me.
Yeah, and you were like, not
obviously.
I mean, you knew.
Yeah, clearly.
You acted offended for all of 0.1 seconds.
Yeah, and then I said, that makes sense.
Now, Busy, have Jackson and Ben heard about this yet? Craig?
What no.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Backstage.
Wow.
Before we get into these M&Ms.
Before the M&Ms.
Busy was telling us about a dating app called Raya. Now,
do you guys know about this? Anyone in the audience? No, clearly, here's what's up.
Hollywood elites and their dating apps.
It's exactly what it is, Craig. It is a dating app for famous people.
Oh, I have heard of this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet maybe your friend Tom Hiddleston's on it. Maybe that's where you heard about it.
Maybe I don't know about it.
But I just was shocked that I feel like I've been married for 10 years and I know about it. I just know about it because I know so many people that are on. It's not just famous people. It's like people who work in the industry, like makeup artists and hairdressers. And
what is it called again?
It's called Raya.
And how long have they been sponsoring We Got This?
Look, nobody sponsors We Got This except for Audible.com.
Yes.
Your one only source for audiobooks.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys thought it was really interesting backstage. Clearly, it's not that interesting.
What I like about it is when you were talking about how successful it was, the only example you kept coming back to was Amy Schumer.
Well, Amy Schumer was very like vocal that that's how she met her boyfriend was on Raya. Uh-huh. I don't know.
You download Raya just to like see what it looked like?
No, but I did scroll through my friend who's a man. I scrolled through his matches. And then went into a deep, dark depression for about 2 days where I was like, oh, I'm never getting divorced because I can't compete with that. Well, I was about to swear. It is dark days.
Can you tell us who any of his matches were?
No.
Oh, all right.
No.
Just thought I would check.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, you don't talk about first rule of Raya. You don't talk about Raya.
Maybe that is the first rule and I just talk about it because I'm married and I don't care. But like... Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Sorry.
Well, congratulations on breaking the first rule.
I don't think it's... anyway, I don't know. Whatever, guys.
But we're here to talk about M&Ms. Did you guys... What is your... This is going to sound like a crazy question. What is your relationship to candy? As a child, were you... Do you still eat a lot of candy? Is it a once in a while treat? Is it an indulgence when you stop for gas? That's what it is for me. When I stop for gas, I'm like, I deserve a candy bar right now. I'm going to get some Reese's peanut butter cups because I filled the car up.
As a treat for being a responsible adult for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, my wife Carla and I recently were talking about this. We visited the same friends on Halloween a year apart, and we bought too much Halloween candy the first year, and they weren't able to give it all out, and they kept it in their freezer. We went back to visit them 1 year later, and they still have the same Halloween candy. I'm like, how is that possible? If that was in our house, it wouldn't last 3 hours. Yeah. All I'd be thinking about, I'd try to distract myself of like, there's a Reese's in the fridge, you know, like I'd know it was there, and it'd be the only thing I was thinking about till it was gone. So yeah, I like candy. And I like to eat it.
Good. There are several bowls of it on the table.
That's my relationship.
That's a hot take right there.
That's a hot take. I promised you a hot take right out of the
gate. You did. You said you were going to come in hot, and you sure did.
I love candy, but I'm more... Well, no, that's not true. I was about to say something that's not true. I don't discriminate. I was going to say I like gummy more than I like chocolate, which that's just a falsehood. But we also are the only two up here that have children, and I'm not a person that limits sugar or television to my children. So there's always candy in my house, and I have to be very careful about not eating it all.
We refers to Busy and Annie Savage, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I want the listener at home to think that I have children.
Don't worry about it, Craig. This is being broadcast live on time. Sorry.
I see it now. Yes.
I don't understand podcasts. Clearly, I'm used to being on television.
You do keep looking at the imaginary camera straight ahead.
You don't understand, guys. That's how I relate.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand, guys.
Right. None of us are on Raya. All right. Any more thoughts before we start digging into the taste tests and the selecting of the number one all-time best M&M?
I actually a little bit interested, Jackson, to hear what you think of candy. Well, no, like I can't put a handle on whether you are a big sweets guy or not.
Here's
your handle. You're gourmand.
I get your handle. I am not a giant sweets guy. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, which is basically Canada. And
this is gonna take a minute.
And so we spent a lot of time in Canada growing up. And so my go-to, like my childhood candies, are Canadian candies. So things
Wait,
like
Canada has its own candy.
Yeah,
like a molasses chew or something.
No, like Macintosh's toffee or Curly Whirly or Arrow.
This is completely made up.
Or crunchy.
What's in a like what's candies. In a Curly Whirly?
Curly Whirly is. Do you remember Marathon bars?
Sure.
So it's that. It's a lattice work of caramel covered in chocolate.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Guys.
A marathon bar was meant to last forever.
Mm-hmm. It's very chewy. It's delicious. And the chocolate's better. So I've got a lot to say about this subject. But I don't generally eat candy, but if I'm in a store that has like...
I'm in Canada.
Yeah. If I'm in Canada, it's about to get expensive.
But even when you're in an L.A. candy shop, as if those things exist, you say, like, what Canadian varieties do you have?
Why did you do that in my voice?
What Canadian varieties do you have?
Your impression of his impression of you is spotless.
I like Canadian candy.
You said that you mentioned that chocolate in Canada. You think chocolate in Canada is better than chocolate in the United States?
The major manufacturers of chocolate in the United States use sour milk, and it's terrible.
Use like
deliberately sour.
Deliberately sour milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Canadian candy, Swiss candy, Swiss chocolate is sweeter and smoother. Yeah,
I thought everything was made in China.
You are a low information voter.
I like candy.
Do you limit Millie's candy intake? Or do you have the same open candy open?
Yeah, we haven't really given her. It's not like we're super limiting her sugar because everything has sugar in it anyway.
But you don't do the thing of like that my mother did to trick me when I was a child. It was like, this carrot is candy. Until I spent a weekend at my aunt's house in a chocolate pudding for the first time, and now this happened. I'm gesturing to my body for those of you not watching the live broadcast.
That's actually a good point because I thought about how I wanted to approach things, you know, as a parent now versus what my parents did. And that's one thing is instead of saying like, oh, broccoli's candy, I just say, oh, it's broccoli. Yeah. Oh, you don't want the candy. So I'm not lying about what
lie.
It is.
Her daughter is younger. She's only
two and a half.
Yeah. only two and a half.
Right.
The candy thing doesn't. My daughter's in second grade, and it's like
totally different
vibe. Situation. So when we get there, I don't know what I'm going to do because my husband and I love candy, and I got to say, you know, as a woman, there's once a month where I need my chocolate.
Like when rent is due.
Yeah.
It lines up perfectly with that.
Perfectly.
Right around the first of the month.
Acker.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you yet.
Waiting to have something to say.
Oh. you have no history with candy
Candy's
at all.
Fine. I had Halloween like everybody. What are you?
I told you we shouldn't have had him here. I told you.
I told them.
Great, thanks.
I think they meant blacker.
We definitely so confused.
Yeah, definitely not. Mark, do you have criteria? You have criteria
have you
for this.
This.
Yeah, hard burn.
The criteria for this are going to primarily be just taste is going to be the primary thing. I would also like to look at cultural impact, of course. Yeah, this we're doing the Lord's work, Jackson. Cultural impact.
Have you guys landed on which Lord?
No, that's another episode.
All right. Can we sit one out? If we like, personally, I hate coffee flavored. I drink a lot of coffee, but I hate coffee flavored sweets.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not into it.
These are brand new. The coffee flavored one is a brand new.
Yeah, and I'm not on board.
Okay.
Already.
Yeah.
Well, then it's coffee and coffee flavored sweets.
Do you think?
And I will try Busy's.
Okay.
All right. So the most widespread of these would be let's start with the pre taste test stuff. The most widespread of the M&Ms would be the M&M regular and M&M peanut. Forgive me while I grab my phone because
are they referred to as plain?
Yes,
plain
original
plain
or
M&Ms.
Plain. Now they're plain because there are so many different varieties.
They need to be distinguished from the other varieties.
Yes,
and the red dye still terrible for you?
Yes, it wasn't as bad as it was thought to be. Like, they were using red dye number 40 in the 70s when they had that scare. They were like, we're going to replace red with whatever color they wound up with, whether it was orange or tan or something like that. But then they reintroduced it in the 80s when Reagan was president and ketchup was a vegetable. Because who cares at that
now
point?
It's Red 40 Lake.
Yeah.
Blue 2 Lake. What the heck
lake.
Is that? I don't know. That's what it says. That's how it's identified.
Hey, it has lake in the title. It must be good for
you. It must be
you.
Good for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Sounds pure to me.
Sounds Canadian.
All right. The original variety M&Ms, they were created in 1941, and they were originally distributed just to the military during World War II, launched to the general public right after the war in 1945, and in 1950, a black M was imprinted on the candies. Changed to a white M in 1954.
Surprise, surprise.
Right?
Right after Brown versus the Board of Education?
Yeah. Exactly.
Topeka, Kansas.
That was the last part of the ruling.
We're going to change these M&Ms.
So let's start with the regular M&Ms. We'll pass them down the line.
I don't want a red one.
What? Oh, wait. It's the lake version. It's cool.
No, that's a good question, though. Are any of you color-averse to any kind of M&M just as, like, a weird OCD thing? Or do you... Like, I'll eat them in color order, which I know is really weird.
What's the order?
Blue. Blue, brown, red, yellow, orange, green.
And this is your personal...
How did you arrive
it seems
at
like
this?
You just made that up. Do it again. Say
what's
it again.
The mnemonic?
It's mnemonic. And it's...
I ate mine.
Is this like communion or should I eat it?
I ate mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just ate mine.
I'm eating mine.
I just took one.
The green and orange are my favorite colors, so I save them to last. They don't taste any different. I know I'm not a crazy person, but it's
definitely
just
as a kid, I would expect different colored M&Ms to have different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have that.
Like Skittles.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And is that true of Skittles? Do Skittles have different
flavors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're fruit.
My approach with any tiny candies like this is more of a texture thing. If you just take a whole handful and you put it in your mouth at once. So
Skittles are fruit candies, so they have to have different flavors based on color. Whereas chocolate's just dress up.
I think there's no candy less interesting than a plain M&M.
Wow.
Even with that textural thing of picking up a handful.
If I was given $50 to spend at the candy store and told to get a wide variety of stuff, it would never occur to me to get a bag of plain M&Ms.
And yet there's an entire store devoted to it, just in assorted colors, and as we've determined, no variety in flavors.
I don't get it. I don't get the appeal of the plain M&M.
You're mad right now. I've never seen Craig like this.
I actually second that. I'm with Craig. I'm not on board.
It's definitely a better companion food. Like, it's good with something salty. Like
trail mix.
Are you thinking about wine?
The plain M&Ms.
You know how scallops and M&Ms are like.
It pairs
the chocolate and peanut butter of food.
Look, take a little bit of plain M&M and a salty potato chip and eat them together.
When does that come
You're doing
up?
Well.
I don't know, but I do know about a trail mix.
I like them in trail mix.
M&M's in a trail mix. So the plain M&M's, a benefit of them is that they have other culinary uses aside from just being a...
Other culinary?
You can put them on top of a sundae. You can put them in a trail mix.
Yeah.
That's right. None of these other candies will fit on top of a sundae.
They're a condiment.
They're a condiment.
So this is really what your show is.
This is really what we do.
Yeah.
100 of these.
Look, 100 of these.
Is there a way, like a charismatic way, like a way that isn't alienating, to say that, having spent 10 years writing 70 pages a month, and seeing what this show is, that I have been working too hard.
I think you got it.
That's it.
Yeah. You got it.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't alienate me.
No.
What would you eat when it was We're that time me. Of the month?
Rent time.
Just I would skin a Skittle, get the fruit off there, and eat the candy part.
Like a cartoon, you take a fork and knife and slice off the skin.
All right, have we weighed? Has we sufficiently weighed the pros and cons of the plain M&M?
It's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Don't be so angry about it, Acker.
No, like
I will say it's better
than not eating a plain M&M.
Yeah, that's true. It's better than not eating candy at all. But it's better than the knockoffs because there's always little cheapo knockoff candies that you'll get at like Halloween or whatever. Yeah. And it's, you know, they can't match it. So
yeah, you can taste an imposter for sure.
Yeah.
When they fake M&Ms in a trail mix.
Do they call them imposters? Because that would be a good
yeah,
name.
Yeah, they should. I do.
So you would guess that these were the genesis of the M&M proper was about shipping them overseas, right? Like
yeah,
they were looking for a way to have chocolate not melt, probably, right?
Yeah.
To get it to people fighting a war, right?
Well, they were ripping off the British because Smarties came first.
I want to talk about Smarties because that's the best flavor of M&M.
That is the genesis.
Yeah.
That was the first. That was I think it was Mars saw the Smarties and the candy helps it from not melting. And they were like, now it's ours. We trademarked it.
The best flavors of M&Ms, I think we can just wrap up. The best flavor of M&Ms are Smarties and Whoppers. We'll be back next week.
I do love a Whopper.
But Smarties are fruit flavored, right? There's no chocolate involved.
No, they're
British
ones.
What are the British ones?
M&Ms, but good.
Oh, yeah. They're the same thing.
They're like M&Ms, but without the M.
Okay. All right.
Or no S either.
Next, we're going to move on. I'm going to skip busy with this one. Because this is the. Are you sure you don't want to try it?
Wait a second. You're going from plain to coffee?
I'm literally going with what is in front of me going that way.
I just ate a peanut. This is a peanut one.
Let's do a peanut.
Let's do a peanut. That's a
busy. We're not snacking.
Let's start with the two biggies.
Great. We'll start with.
I've been on a diet since I was 23. So when the M&Ms are in front of me.
Play ball.
While we're passing these out, you mentioned this before. I have a bit of OCD with the with M&Ms as well, and with a lot of candies. I will frequently, if I get a big handful of them, I will dwindle it down as I eat them until there is one of each color in my hand. I make sure that so I don't wind up.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm super adorable.
It makes me feel like I knew you as a child.
Love that. And so having just two in my hand right now is really messing with my OCD.
So these are the peanut M&Ms. I'm getting hints of peanut.
Are you also getting chocolate and candy shell?
I'm also getting chocolate and candy shell. Immediately, there's a difference here.
Uh-huh.
Glad you tuned in. The crucial thing with a peanut M&M is you get to choose the moment where you crunch it down to the peanut.
Yeah.
You can let the whole thing dissolve, and you can mm-hmm. suck it down to the peanut.
Yeah.
Anybody do that?
Ooh, does anyone do that?
I do.
I used to.
I do.
Oh my god! Wait, there are people in the audience that also suck it to the peanut.
You suck it down to the peanut.
Does that count as swearing?
Yeah. Nope.
And my new single, "Suck It to the Peanut," drops.
visit the Weekoffs shop and get the "Suck It to the Peanut." Shirt.
I do the opposite of that. I will crack it in half, pull the peanut out, leaving myself. Not a Smartie.
That is exactly the technique I will use with a peanut M&M as well.
Yeah. And a wonderful thing to do with peanut M&Ms at the movies is, of course, to get a bucket of hot popcorn and dump the entire thing of peanut M&Ms. And then they will start to melt with the hot popcorn and then the chocolate and candy shell gets kind of mixed in.
What kind of genius are you?
What kind of monster are you? Do you shower before going home? How do you? What do you mean?
Wow.
I go to the exclusive Hollywood Elite movie theaters where you can go to a shower right after.
You go to Raya Theaters?
I go to Raya Theaters, yeah.
Is it only the peanut M&Ms that you do that with at the movies?
I've heard that done with Junior Mints as well, and it's gross.
Ew, what? That sounds gross.
You don't want minty popcorn?
No. No. I've done that before. It hasn't melted, but it is. You can't do it with plain M&Ms because they'll sink to the bottom and get lost. Peanut M&M's are...
It's a density.
It's a density.
All right.
Yeah.
They will lodge strategically at different points of the bucket.
Yep. They're just waiting to surprise you.
I'm a big fan of chocolate with my popcorn at the movie theater. So I'll try this.
I know for sure we're covering too much ground.
All right. Well, getting us back a little bit on track then. Is there a downside to the peanut M&M? I've heard nothing but praise so far for the peanut M&M.
I'm seriously allergic to peanuts.
That a peanut allergy is... You didn't eat one just now,
did you?
Of
course I did.
Oh, dear God.
It's team podcasting.
Wait,
it's important.
Did you really?
I did. I'm not really allergic.
Oh.
Right.
But that could be a downside.
The peanut allergy could be the only downside, I think, to the peanut M&M. A strong contender for number one at this point, I would say.
I'm still on the fence.
We gotta get it going. We gotta move it along.
Not coffee.
Not coffee.
All right, fine. What do you guys want to do next?
What about this one?
Licorice.
What's this
let's
one?
Go. Why don't we go in?
What about minis? Because I feel like that's closest, right?
Yeah. Minis is. Actually,
I'm excited about these ones.
Why don't we go? We will go in chronological order. How's that? Since we've started in that way.
From the beginning.
The peanut M&M introduced in 1954, the same year that they turned the M white. They also debuted at the same time as the tagline "melts in your mouth, not in your hand."
Is that still the tagline?
Sure.
Yeah.
As far as you know,
I think so.
It is absolutely. And
so you did
originally,
no research. Is what
he's doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now. I've got a whole. Our researcher Kate McManus put together an amazing array of
that he's reading off of the smallest possible screen.
That I'm reading. I apologize that I don't have a bigger thing to read this off of. Peanut M&Ms also were only tan when they were introduced.
That's gross.
Yeah, just a big bowl of tan. They look like slightly larger, shinier peanuts.
That's what the coffee looks like.
The coffee one is all tan. So we're moving on now to the almond M&Ms. Those will be on your end, Hal.
Here.
Don't touch.
Somebody hold it.
Oh, God.
Sit down. Thank you. There we go. Now, these were introduced in 1960, then discontinued and reintroduced in 92.
Yes, that sounds right.
You knew that.
And you know why they were discontinued?
Who can forget? Right in time for the Barcelona Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. Flojo loved her almonds. She also loved chocolate.
What's the thing where you're so smart you're dumb?
I don't know, but I got it.
Oh, guys. I like almonds and I like chocolate. I'm not a fan of this, though.
This is work.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's harder.
I don't like it.
Work.
Oh, my
Eating
God.
One takes significantly
no,
longer.
No, I don't.
I have somewhere to be tonight.
Yeah. You have three more in your hand.
You took too many.
Yeah.
How did you only get orange ones? Did you do that on purpose?
That's how my whole life works.
Yeah, these are
good
garbage.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. They taste like
I like
a diseased Jordan almond.
Oh my God! It tastes
all
like
M&Ms are terrible.
Yes.
Is that the wedding?
It tastes like neither an almond nor an M&M.
It's the worst parts of both.
It is. Yeah.
Is it that though? Is it that it's indicative of Jordan? Like it tastes like the memory of the first time I had a Jordan almond. And
where did they get these?
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these almonds are stale.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the mouthfeel is dreadful.
Yep.
Guys, move along, please.
Yeah, this
garbage,
isn't going
garbage,
well.
Garbage.
I would never suck it to the almond.
But buy that shirt on the We Got This store.
Oh,
the peanut is willing to be vulnerable and work with you.
the
almond is resisting from the get go.
So
the almond's
gross.
Like, I don't want to be in this.
And the M&M doesn't
so
like
deeply
it
upsetting. What's next?
All right, next. Introduced in 1991.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're taking a big leap. Ooh. We are jumping forward in
to
time.
To the 90s.
Sure, it smells
to
like
the red bag.
What is
the
it?
The peanut butter M&M.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Yeah.
Craig's right, you guys.
Thank you. The peanut butter M&M.
I got one. There's a lot of size variants, I'm going to say, just in looking at it. Let's do a visual thing, you know?
These look like, they're shaped like regular original M&Ms.
But bigger.
But the larger version.
So, puffier.
We all feel smaller when we eat them.
Are they all different sizes and shapes because they're handmade?
Yeah. These are handmade in Pennsylvania.
It's weird. Why are they? You'd think that they would have some sort of quality control
over
there.
Or like a machine.
I will tell you, these are the strain of M&M that is most often defended online, where they go, no, the best one is peanut butter.
Oh, and, really?
And then
they're thinking of Reese's.
Yeah.
They're thinking of
some
Reese's
wackadoodle on the new This Facebook group was like, if you're going to talk about M&Ms, you have to mention Reese's Pieces. And I did, but I don't. This is a different candy, you insane person. Told you once, now I'm telling you again. I want you to hear it. It's been recorded. You are an insane person.
Oh, my God.
It's a different brand of candy.
So deeply upsetting to you, Hal.
I don't like it. I do not like it.
This is... Hal. Did, by the way, did anybody grow up saying Reese's?
Yeah. That Reese's, is so wrong.
Reese's. No, you know, like, I did not.
I only heard Reese's, it when I moved Reese's. To Chicago of like everybody said Reese's. They would say Reese's peanut butter cups, and they would also say Reese's Pieces, which is so wrong. The name of the company is Reese's.
Reese's.
Did they yes. say Pieces unrelated?
Yeah. Were they like the Reese's monkey. If you ever looked at yeah. the label, it's spelled,
Reese's
spelled with an H.
Yeah. The texture of this peanut butter is terrible.
Yeah.
And it's too salty, I think. And
it's
I love
not
salt.
As good as Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Definitely
yeah, if you're
going to
come after Reese's, be as good as or better than.
I think that they're assuming that they're better than is the addition of chocolate underneath that shell.
Wait, Reese's instead Pieces of, don't have chocolate?
No, Reese's Pieces are just peanut butter with a candy shell.
That's why I like them. That's why I like them.
There's no chocolate
yeah,
in
right.
a Reese's Pieces.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but yeah, you're right.
I don't
yeah.
dislike the... But I am a bigger fan of the Reese's Pieces.
We are not talking about Reese's Pieces.
Well, now here's
you're gonna make
fun,
Hal mad.
Here's a fun fact.
I don't
E.T.,
care
everybody
mad.
Knows that one?
Right.
That they were going to use
M&M's
for E.T., and M&M's was like, And then
M&M Mars put the kibosh on.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Which I would love to be a fly on the wall at that meeting.
What's it's a family meeting.
What's trivia that everybody knows?
What?
The band Squeeze.
moving on. Called out on stage last night.
We are moving on from the peanut butter M&M of 1991,
which we're suggesting they yeah. discontinue manufacturing. Right?
They should stop. It's too much bad peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like you have to just be desperate for peanut butter any way you can get it to cross that.
And
on
they
an
sell
aisle with,
peanut butter.
Yeah. You can get. Just get a jar of peanut butter right. and eat it like Winnie the Pooh. Just dip your hands in it. Yeah.
Did any of you guys ever do the spoon in the jar of peanut butter, dunk it in the bag of M&M's? Has anyone ever done that?
What is happening?
Oh, no, you know,
did you guys not have parents?
I don't.
That seems.
I would.
Oh, it's. Oh, I once ate a whole sleeve of Oreos in a bowl with milk poured over them like they were cereal.
And it was delicious.
Mark,
how old are you?
Good Lord.
Will you tell?
Oh, like 29.
Gagliardi, will you please tell Mark Evan Jackson your special recipe for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
We're
using nothing but a spoon, where you put jelly on one side and peanut butter on
oh,
the other
yeah.
and then eat it?
Well, look, I had a while where I was not eating any carbs, and I had sugar-free jam and peanut butter, and I love peanut butter and jelly, but I didn't want to have bread, so I would just... This is terrible. I would take the back of the spoon and go through the peanut butter, and I would... Dip the front of the spoon in the jam, and one bite, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, sans bread. You're welcome, everybody. I'm a garbage, terrible monster.
You live alone. Right?
Not yet, but after that, I probably will.
Yeah.
I like to take the Nestle Crunch Bar and dip it in peanut butter.
Oh. Ding!
Oh.
Anybody else dip weird things in peanut butter? On stage, not you out there.
It's always fun to dip Wendy's fries into a Frosty.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
No. Sure.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Jackson, a fan?
Let's finish these M&Ms.
What's next?
What's next is Crispy, 1999. The Crispy M&M. That's
Crispy. Which one's that?
Crispy,
99.
Crispy in the back.
Right there.
This is this green one right here.
Everybody was worried about Y2K.
Oh yeah, Craig, please
Which
set the
M&M
placated us.
The stupidest of scares.
Oh god, no.
American Beauty had us confronting the complacency of suburbia.
1999, the year
People
Freaks and Geeks came out.
We were trying to party like it was the year
Freaks and Geeks came out.
I was on, yeah, I left college to be on a TV show.
There you go. Did they have Crispy M&Ms on set?
For sure.
Yeah. These taste like fake knockoff
M&Ms. That's terrible.
What the hell is this?
I don't like it. There's something wrong with the chocolate
crumble.
Flavor.
The
guys, they're terrible.
Mouth, like
this
a jerk.
Is it? Is it drywall?
I don't know. It's drywall. Oh, it is not
stucco.
Good,
yeah.
But it tastes different. Like the chocolate tastes totally different in this.
Mm. It makes me wish I had a Kit Kat.
Yeah,
it is like a tiny Kit Kat. It feels like it's a million different candies.
Yeah,
it wants to be a million different candies, but it's not
I agree.
Anything but trash.
It's stale shortbread.
Stale shortbread
inside a smaller M&M, so it looks like something went wrong in the production run. And then you bite into it and you realize something did go wrong in the production run. Yeah. They just put it in a new bag.
This isn't enough candy. Get some sand. Put it in here.
Yeah.
Drywall.
All right. So so clearly it's not the last three.
We say no to that.
All right. What's
these
next?
Are still in production. They make these?
They make these now. All of these are
so weird.
I mean, all of these I assume are still in production. There may be a reason some of them taste old.
Wait. I think that crispy M&Ms have less calories though, guys. Just not if that's something that concerns you.
That?
No, but I'm just trying to find something that would be appealing about them, why they would keep making them.
Mm. Busy, if you're going to get candy, do you look at the calories like because you're budgeting it or?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Nope, they have the same as these guys. All right, 180.
So there's literally no reason.
There's no reason to eat them.
Yeah. And there are flavors that we've not included here that they put out that are like birthday cake and pumpkin that are available every once in a while.
Seasonally?
Birthday cake flavors
during birthday season.
Yeah, birthday season.
Everyone knows that birthday season is typically spring, summer.
Uh-huh. You know. Yeah.
Sure. When is your birthday, Busy?
It's in the summer. What's next?
All right, and we're going to move on next to the dark chocolate M&Ms.
Ooh!
Dark chocolate, which this show has already determined that dark chocolate feels like homework.
I think those are the ones.
But
what?
Are these the dark chocolate?
You had awesome homework.
They should be.
Yeah, right? Dark chocolate M&Ms introduced in 2005. With
2005, Craig.
With the tagline, "Join the dark side," introduced for episode 3 of Star Wars.
2005? Yep, great year.
You were in a coma in 2005, right, Craig?
Anything after I moved to LA is meaningless.
This was these launched,
it all blurs together.
These launched around the same time as Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Oh, right.
Sentimental winner.
Some of them say dark under the M, and some of them do not.
This tastes like a tire.
I don't really. Annie went a full handful. Nice. Annie went for a lot. I don't know. I'm a big dark chocolate eater.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
Yeah, this is
not dark chocolate.
This is not
like a living room carpet.
Mm. Yeah, something very artificial, very chemical.
Very chemically.
Yeah,
it ain't like Quebec dark chocolate. I'll tell you that much.
The dark chocolate you get in Quebec.
Yeah, there's a real bitter.
Go, you guys. You'll see.
This makes Quebec dark chocolate taste like Ottawa dark chocolate.
What? What percentage of cacao would you say is at least? Like 3%?
This is mostly inner tube.
I got an applause break.
Did you get an applause break?
It just got really bitter right at the end. Oh, wow.
By the way, I just got a text message from the back of the room about defending the crispy M&Ms.
Who?
From Carla.
From Carla. Hi, Carla.
Get her up here.
Yeah. Do you want to demonstrate the proper way to eat crispy M&Ms?
It's a whole handful at once.
It's a whole handful at once, says Carla Kakowski.
Which is also
Don't go
slogan.
Into the cup. Don't go into the cup.
It's a texture thing, guys.
It's a texture. They're not meant to be eaten individually.
Yeah. The only way to enjoy these M&Ms is to put the entire bag in your mouth at once and chew on it like you're a baseball player.
But then why wouldn't you just get a Nestle Crunch?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
Can I tell you what I was just reminded of?
What?
Please.
A friend of mine has a recipe that he calls a bimbo bar. Do you know this? He takes a bag. This is really it's a texture thing. He takes a bag of plain M&Ms, like crunches it with a back of a spoon or a rolling pin or whatever, microwaves it for like 5 seconds and puts it in the freezer, and it's good. You guys dip stuff in anything, so whatever. Yeah.
What are the initials of this friend? Are they M.E.J.?
Yeah, this friend of yours who grew up surprisingly close to Canada.
His name is Corey. I don't know his last name.
You wouldn't know him. He's from Canada.
All right, let's see where
Corey Hart of Sunglasses at Night fame.
What year was that?
1984.
Same year as Ghostbusters. And the book, 1984.
So far, just to recap as we're moving forward.
Yeah.
So far, it seems like the only ones we've liked at all are the plain and the peanut. Is that correct?
And we didn't really even like the plain.
And
this is a snarky bunch.
We really only like the peanut. The peanut butter does not... am I wrong?
No.
No, we haven't liked anything.
M&M has been the, or peanut M&Ms have been the only ones so far that.
Yeah.
You might lose their sponsorship.
I know.
All right.
I know which flavor Hervé Villechaize prefers.
Boo. What flavor is that, Craig? That
tattoo flavor? That's not a
He thing. Just really liked dark chocolate.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So let's move on to dark chocolate peanut. Will you grab the... Oh, thanks, Busy. We're going to go to the dark chocolate peanut, which I'm going to go ahead and guess that no one's going to like since no one liked the dark chocolate.
The face that Busy made one? When she was picking it up, you it was like it was nuclear waste.
Oh, you guys, gross. I'm not kidding. This was not worth me breaking my diet for. Oops, sorry. I did it.
We knew it was going to happen.
It's my favorite word.
Busy, this is being broadcast live.
It's not. It's fine. Children. You can bleep it out.
To children around the world.
You guys should hear my children.
What are they all like?
They know the proper usage of all words.
They just taste like rotten peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Like they've gone bad.
They're the peanut M&Ms like in that post-apocalyptic movie where they go in to get provisions from what's left of a convenience store.
Oh, I thought you were saying the M&Ms because, you know, they're all personified in those commercials.
Right. Yeah.
Like they were...
Billy West and J.K. Simmons as red and yellow M&M in a post-apocalyptic hellscape.
I didn't think about that. They're going to be mad at us.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. These taste like that terrible candy, like Boston baked beans.
Oh,
yeah.
They do.
How dare you invoke Boston, maybe?
Do you put that in the same family as candies like Necco wafers? Where they feel like older. Medicine. They're older
Circus
candies.
Peanuts.
Like them or love them. Circus like, peanuts.
You know what I love? What candy old yet. Candy that I love?
Tell me.
Cinnamon gummy bears.
Ooh, I
that's
love
a really.
I love cinnamon
gummy bears. It's a real old candy. It's a real old timey candy.
Is this is cinnamon it's like, basically the, like fireball candy. Kind of thing?
Yeah, no, they're cinnamon. They're like these. They're bigger than regular gummy bears.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, they're big. Guys, I know you can't see it. Wait, how many inches is that?
See.
They're like
one.
Well, these people can.
That's 11 inches.
They're like about 11 inches big. Anyway, they're larger than a regular gummy bear. They're cinnamon
mark.
Flavored. They have a different texture. They're from, I believe, the 30s.
They burn your mouth with the cinnamon deliciousness.
By the way, gummy should be pronounced gumi because it was founded by the Gumi family in Bavaria.
Right. Gumi bears.
I'm just trying to throw something fake out there, see if it sticks.
All right. So that's
what's
the
next?
What is next? We only have three left, yes?
Thank God.
We have the minis. The minis are just little candy
taste
shells.
Smaller. Let's give it a shot.
They taste smaller. Sure.
And they come in
Carla,
like a,
should we do these by the handful or just one mini at a time?
Carla, all right.
Should we pull the whole audience?
And they come
Carla
in.
Carla should be up here instead of me.
That's the same container you get like Rolaids and different antacids in at a drugstore.
I actually like these.
Yeah?
Are they better than the full-size plain?
Honestly?
Yes.
Yeah.
They taste identical, and
no, I like them.
And the texture is good.
Is it the mouthfeel? Because there's more crunch.
I think it's mouthfeel, and I think there is actually you're getting more. Are you getting more candy coating?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good.
It's because the chocolate is terrible. That's
right.
The point.
Yeah,
I'm being 100% serious.
I need to be careful because, like, I might want to do some sort of paid Instagram post for M&M at some point.
Guys,
thank you, Greg.
Guys, I'm locked out of my house, but I have these M&Ms. I've been able to get in for 45 minutes.
Listen, guys, I did not work last year except for paid Instagram posts. So
you want to shout
don't
out
knock
some,
it.
Shout out some sponsors?
No, because that, no, they need to pay me for that.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
All right, what's next?
So we will not mention Michaels.
Yeah. Oh, you love those. It's cute that you like
Michaels.
Those.
I do like those.
Those were really cute. Those were more like commercials, not like a paid Instagram post.
I have run out of ones that were listed on that list that we had that only goes through 2005.
We're going crazy.
Next, we will do the pretzel M&M, which I do know replaced the crispy M&M for a while, and then they brought back the crispy,
as well,
but they still have this. Now, do they have the salt?
I like it. I'm back in.
I'm really excited to try this variety.
I really like it. I like pretzel.
So far, these
anything,
have the best
though.
Sound.
Are you a fan of the pretzel like ice cream when they'll mix it in with
for sure
like a Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah.
Is it the salt? What does it for you?
I like the salt and the sweet together.
It's a good combo.
It is. It's a classic combo.
I'm glad we figured this out, Biz.
This is made of fiberglass.
Here's the thing. I honestly don't like the mouthfeel.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes good.
I'm not crazy about it either.
But it's weird in your mouth.
I really like these. I like them too.
Because it feels powdery.
Yeah.
I feel like the pretzel and I are working together on those.
Are you going full pretzel suck? Do you suck it to get down to just the pretzel? I see chewing, so that's a no, I guess.
No, I got to chew right away. But this is the first one where I've had more. So far, I've just had a single one of each other in the minis. And I just had three pretzel ones, and each one got progressively worse. So.
All right, well, maybe that's something, because I just had one.
A bit of an aftertaste.
Yeah. I might even
diminishing returns. Diminishing returns.
Put the crispy above the pretzel.
Really?
I think so. No, I disagree.
Do you like chocolate-covered pretzels? Does everybody here like them in general?
Yeah, I do.
Love
it.
Of course, hell.
I love pretzel just with any sweet.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Yeah, me too. And the first time I had these, around when they came out, I was real excited.
What year?
The year was 2007. Probably. I don't know. It was after that sheet existed. That's for sure. And I was real excited, and then I ate it, and it was a profound disappointment. And then now, the first one, I was like, maybe it wasn't that bad. And then, like you, Craig, the more I had them, the more I realized I was right the first time. Why am I still eating these? I still have one more.
Well, maybe the secret with the pretzel M&Ms is that you just eat one.
Does it say on the bag? Does it say?
Everyone, it's the opposite of the Lay's slogan. Yeah. It's like you can only eat one.
It does say on the bag.
One.
Try to eat more than one. We dare you.
We're moving on for any candy.
What do you think came next? I think the cappuccino or what?
It's this year, brand new.
Brand new. So mint is the.
So next is going to be the chocolate mint, and this is a good time to bring up because for those who can't see,
also salsa on this.
So avoid the salsa dip that's in the bowl.
All right, I'm gonna avoid that.
Did you guys hear rumors about green M&Ms when you were growing up?
Yeah.
You guys know
here
the.
You go.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that they're an aphrodisiac?
Yes.
That made you horny.
Oh, no.
Is that a Jerky Boys?
Busy grew up
with a little bit of Annie Potts from Ghostbusters.
Who did grow up in the 90s?
And didn't they not have green M&Ms for a while and then brought them back? Did they take advantage of that rumor?
Yeah, they were gone for a while, and then the tan were around, and then blue got voted in by people.
Oh, yeah,
and
voted
to replace it.
That made
people
me angry. I liked
blue.
The tan. I liked the tan back in the day. There was no blue M&M until, what, 95?
Why are these huge?
Because
mint
takes up space.
Mint in them.
Big mint flavor.
I can't tell whether I think they taste like Girl Scout cookies or toothpaste.
Well, the one I'm getting is a little more like a thin mint. I like the mint.
I like them.
It's got a thin mint feel, but I'm personally not a fan of mint and chocolate.
Whoa.
What?
Wow. Whoa.
It's closest to a mint slice. You guys know
what is a mint slice?
Is that a Canadian candy?
It's Australian.
You guys go to Toronto?
It's Australian.
So worldwide.
Do you not buy any American food?
Not if I can help it. Did you not have mint slices when we were down under with Thrilling Adventure Hour?
I didn't go.
They were like, were they like chocolate patties?
It's half mints.
Oh.
Super mean.
Janet, that's what I'm thinking of.
That was really mean. That cuts me really deeply.
A mint slice is half an Oreo covered with a layer of what could be described as a hybrid between Oreo cream and the center of a Junior Mint, and it's all covered with milk chocolate.
It's like a York peppermint patty on top of an Oreo.
Wow. Yes.
Guys, let's go to Australia.
Oh, but don't eat it because it's from Australia.
I mean, sounds great. I wasn't there, so I don't know.
So what's the consensus on the mint?
Sure?
Are we fans of the mint?
I like it.
I'm listening.
I like it.
Yeah.
I had one, and I liked the one. I'm not going to commit now to like eating more than one. I think that you can eat more than one of the minis.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat more than one of the peanuts because I certainly have, historically speaking. But I think that the rest of them, it's just too much flavor if you eat more than one.
See, I'm still getting aftertaste from it.
Of the mint?
It's a cool aftertaste.
It's a nice,
enjoy
cool,
it, but
yeah.
It feels like it's been around for a little too long.
Like, it should have tasted by now.
I like you, but you've been staying on my couch for a day or two too long.
It's like a bad brother-in-law. I'm just sitting here listening to all you guys and going, boy, this mint taste should have gone away a little while ago. It's still there. It might be getting stronger.
Oh, God. It's becoming sentient.
Is this real life? Yeah.
All right. So our final flavor is the new
coffee house.
Coffee.
Does that really
nut.
Say? Oh, I thought it said coffee house. I was about to get so mad.
It does say in giant font on the front, "Winning flavor" with an exclamation point.
So it won the contest.
So why are we doing this?
Did that win the flavor?
No, there must have been other varieties, right?
I think they had like a bunch of
biscuit
flavors.
And gravy. Am I thinking of the Lay's potato?
That's what Lay's
chips?
I think this is going to be like the Bodie McBoatface of M&M's, where when you let a bunch of people vote on stuff, now
in
you get disastrous names for things.
Yeah.
Like
when you let people vote on stuff, you get disasters.
Yes. I think that's what we're going to find with this M&M.
All right.
This is the Trump of it.
Yeah, very political. Yeah.
We're going to make chocolate great again.
Ugh.
I know.
All right, I'm going to take
We've
one.
Already, we've already, just by doing that, we've now already hate them. We haven't even eaten
I know.
Them
I'm.
We're not even going to give them a shot.
Now,
they don't deserve a
there
shot.
Are three different, there are three different colors. Are they all the same?
I assume they're all the same.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
so no research went into this show at all.
Nope. Oh.
No, this is really terrible.
Did you guys want to like talk about Van Halen's concert writer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about Van Halen's concert writer. I think it's a great story, actually.
Well, for years, Van Halen and their writer for gigs, they would ask to have all the brown M&Ms taken out backstage. And the first several times I heard that story, it was kind of like told as like, oh, these, you know, self-indulgent guys,
yes.
You know.
But the actual reason.
The actual reason makes a lot more sense, which is like they want to make sure that people read the writer, you know.
Yes.
And if they knew, if they went backstage and all the brown M&Ms had been removed from the bowl, then all of the things with their stage setup would be correct and that the venue cared about honoring the contract.
And it was for safety reasons, right?
It was for safety reasons, yeah. Sure. Because David Lee Roth is going to jump from jump from a stack of amps, you know. They want to be safe.
This is the grossest candy.
Oh, God. What is
this candy is terrible.
Oh, God.
This chocolate is...
What? Why are we finishing on this? This is going to be lingering in my mouth.
Eat more of the mint ones. No, Hal put his hands in them.
You can't eat any of them. They're all mine now. I own them.
Is anybody up here a fan of the coffee-chocolate combination? Anyway,
like the mocha? Yeah, I love the coffee.
Carla, this is worse than that salmon jerky we had.
Whoa, you had salmon jerky?
It was the worst. And after we bit into it, we both bit into it at the same time, and it just lingered at like the front of our mouth. We immediately looked at the packet to see if it was a dog treat, which we thought it
might have been. Oh, that reminds me. No, it's not.
Not a dog treat.
Not dog treats, but not good.
All right, so we've tasted all of the M&Ms. We have...
Diabetes.
Diabetes. We all have diabetes now.
You know what? Before we decide, so we have a little bit more time. Don't try to wrap it up.
Yeah, nobody say peanut right
Listen,
now.
Listen, we have another 45 minutes. Guys, is there are flavors here that we have. I think there's like pineapple and stuff. Is there any flavor of M&M's?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it exists.
Pineapple M&M's?
Yeah, pineapples ruin everything, guys. Learn it now. Yeah, good grief. Charlie Brown in the audience. Is there a flavor of M&M you wish existed that is not here right now?
Salted caramel.
Salted caramel.
I'll eat salted caramel.
Does it exist? Did they have that at Christmas?
What?
Did they?
I asked him to make one up.
Oh, did you make that up?
A theoretical M&M.
Well, what were the ones at Christmas? Because they had limited edition.
Mint is one of them.
Aioli.
It came in a aioli.
And that sounds, because it sounds like something that would be a Christmas only
Florentine.
Seasonal.
Is only available during the holidays.
Florentine?
Uh-huh.
Wasabi.
That's when you replace the Canadian bacon with spinach?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
I always like in the big candy box that had the map of what all the flavors were, the Russell Stover box. I always like that, the orange foamy nougat one.
You do? I hate orange and chocolate together.
Really?
I hate it too.
I love it so much.
Hate it
they
so much.
They don't go together.
Much. You can come over and eat those the next time I get a box, because that's disgusting.
Done.
I feel like if they made bourbon M&Ms.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What about toffee? Toffee M&Ms.
That would be good. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't made bacon M&Ms in some way.
Like, I was going to say
that's
like,
coming, guys.
Like a maple bacon M&M.
Is bacon, is bacon as a flavor done yet?
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. I said I was about to say I feel like it's done. Mm-hmm. So I think that the M&M version will be coming out probably in like 2 years.
The giant corporations right. are the last ones on
that's
board
exactly
with the culinary.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Get ready for kale M&Ms.
I would like to try a birthday cake flavored M&M.
Me too.
Because I like the birthday cake Oreos.
Oh, you guys
really
do a
good.
Spin-off podcast.
Oh, my God. We just eat stuff.
We can or also I just, eat, like, hang I out and do that.
Oh, right.
We don't
I
have
eat
to
it and I tell Busy
it.
About it.
Yeah. It's not broad.
Pod. Oh, podcast. It's lady casting, not broad casting. She
good,
gets
but
me.
I'm bumped.
All right. Are we ready to make a ruling on what we believe to be definitively the best flavor of M&M? What is currently in the running?
It feels
mint.
Wait. Are we going to just all shout it out?
No. We're going to discuss it for a second.
Yeah. We'll come up with our contenders.
Yeah. It seems like the contenders are plain, peanut, and mint.
Mini.
Mini.
And mini.
I feel like mini beat plain.
Why? Mini. Why is, oh.
She said in mini voice.
No, I think mini is better than plain. I thought minis
yeah,
over plains.
Oh, that would be the best flavor of M&M. Hollow.
Well, we were...
Hollow, suck it to the peanut.
We were talking about this last night, and Janet Varney had a good suggestion. Why? I mean, well, she... might have changed her mind after eating it, but she was saying why wouldn't there be a dark chocolate almond M&M? Because there's almond and regular milk chocolate, and then there's dark chocolate. But
right.
That's
but like
not
dark chocolate is too classy for peanuts. You have to put the almonds in there. Like almonds seem to
Wait,
go better.
I thought we had dark no. chocolate almond.
We have dark chocolate regular peanut. And dark chocolate peanut. There is no dark chocolate.
Oh well, the almonds are terrible, and the dark chocolate is terrible.
So yeah.
So together, I feel like that would be terrible.
Unless the two terribles become yummy.
You don't want no
science
double negatives. Right. Forget it.
All right, so our contenders are mini, peanuts, mini. And mint.
We really
is that
have a correct?
And pretzel.
Wait, what?
No.
Not pretzel. No.
Mark, you are a broken
get
man.
Out.
You are broken.
I am broken. I have not listened to a word anyone has said this whole time.
Peanut, mini, mint.
Peanut, mini, mint.
You know, when we started this, I really thought I was going to go ahead and say peanut butter because I liked it. But now, tasting it among all the other ones, I'm pretty sad. I can't vote for it.
It's a sad moment.
Reese's.
Reese's, you son of a bitch.
Oh, no, I swear! I'm not the only one!
Nobody leaves till we all swear.
Just the girls.
Just the girls
swear. Just the moms.
The boys are being good. The girls are being bad. All right, so if we've got the flavors as... assuming all things equal with those, are there any things that take one above or below others? As in, like, the peanut M&Ms inside the bag of popcorn is a benefit and a mark in favor of the peanut M&M.
Wait, Mark, didn't you want to talk about impact on pop culture?
I do like adding impact on pop culture
what do you
to
have?
Our
binaries. Do you remember when peanut M&M put out that disco album in 1978?
Oh, yeah.
Huge hit.
Yeah.
I do love the Triumph video, when he's making fun of the fans who are waiting in line for the new Star Wars.
Yeah, for Phantom Menace, right?
I think it's for Phantom Menace. Yeah. And he's just making fun of all. And at one point, Smigel cracks himself up and he's like, and eat a lot of peanut M&Ms. And it's the specificity of peanut M&Ms to know that he's just nailed this guy that he's talking to. I'm like, exactly. That guy eats so many peanut M&Ms. And it would have been the same with plain M&M's. So no. To me, that gives peanut.
Yeah.
Ahead. Well, would you put mini M&M's in a trail mix?
Oh yeah, I think that would be nice.
Is the cultural impact of the rapper M&M?
M&M. They don't call him peanut.
For
M&M.
The regular M&M's.
Does that?
What?
Does that? Is that?
Oh,
is
happening?
That a mark? Is like? Is that a check mark in the plus column for plain M&M's that there is a rapper called M&M?
That's what I'm asking.
Absolutely.
Oh yes.
So do we have to?
This is culture. This is what
Marshall
I mean by cultural
Mathers. You're referring to. You're referring to Marshall Mathers.
You're talking about the rapper, like that it comes in.
Go to bed. Annie, go to bed.
There's a rapper called M&M.
Yeah, it's right here.
Of course, there's a rapper called M&M's because you put M&M's in that wrapper.
Does that mean that we have to vote for...
It's got the calorie count.
I'm an M&M's rapper, and I'm here to say I hold lots of M&M's inside of me.
I'm a sucker to the peanut.
I think, is there a cultural impact to suck it to the peanut?
There is now.
I know. Yeah. I feel like that might have tipped it over the edge for me.
Suck it to the peanut.
Suck it to the peanut, maybe. I hope that ends up being their new slogan.
Me too.
We're now going to play the clean version of Stan for the next 7 minutes.
Though, cultural impact-wise, of the ones we have left, the yellow peanut M&M is the only one who has a cartoon character played by J.K. Simmons currently, originally played by John Goodman, that is part of the zeitgeist for better or for worse. I shut the room down with that, didn't I?
So wait, that's the yellow
explain.
Guy. Yeah, that's the yellow guy. And yeah. The yellow and red plane. Red plane, he's a jerk. And then
Red plane's rider.
Oh my god. So you have to vote for this one. And what are the other ones? They're all represented different.
What are these?
The orange Frady Cat is the pretzel one.
What about the female M&M?
No,
that is Crispy, the green one.
She's the worst. Oh,
what?
Who's the voice of the female M&M?
Aisha Tyler.
Aisha Tyler's the voice?
And that's why somebody did this
weekend
at
SF Sketch Fest. I would have had these printed out, but I had
an evening with Crispy.
Dark green is dark chocolate, sorry. Mint and peanut butter, all represented in that one green female M&M, voiced by Cree Summer. The blue M&M.
She was a great singer from the 90s. What was that song? I know we can't do it.
What are you talking about?
Cree Summer.
Here we go.
Remember? Oh, can't we?
No, right? You can't. I don't know. Copyright? I thought that's how podcasts work, is that you can't ever...
I don't think anybody's going to be that's coming television. After our money.
Yeah.
No, we've already talked enough about M&M's, which is trademarked. Song?
Something about summer? No, wait, that's
Cree
her name.
Summer sang a song about summer?
Yeah, no, wait, what was
it also about Cree?
Little on the nose.
Song, sure.
Hot Cree Summer in the city.
Yeah.
Siri, what song did Cree Summer sing?
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till do this show, really.
Now I've got Jackson saying no on here. So, what song did Cree Summer... Cree Summer had songs in Madea's, Curious George 2. There's a lot going on.
All right, so mint M&M's.
Yeah.
Dear God. For the love of God.
Just going back to the animated characters, the red milk chocolate M&M, voiced by John Lovitz originally, Billy West currently, yellow peanut John Goodman, currently J.K. Simmons. The green M&M, the sexy lady M&M, voiced by Cree Summer. Mrs. Brown, the M&M with glasses, voiced by Vanessa Williams.
And, who always discovers the murdering. Oh, blimey, I found a murder in my apartment.
And
the Mrs. Brown mystery.
That is your best Vanessa.
Yeah, that's what she sounds like.
I feel like we were almost there.
We almost there.
Yeah. And then...
Does everyone have an idea who they think the winner is?
For M&Ms? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We all know.
Who's the winner?
Few before we got here.
Yeah. Are we all saying it at once?
One, two, three.
Peanut.
Hollow.
Peanut M&Ms. Hal, if you would.
People of the world, this was no surprise. Ben Acker, how could you make a Spice Girls reference? Oh, it was on mic. I heard it. The microphone in my ears. He said, spice up your life, which is not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is you knew peanut M&Ms are going to win. There's a reason why. They're the greatest single candy in the entire world. It's got a candy shell.
We didn't say that.
Everybody be quiet. Candy shell, chocolate, peanut, full stop. That's all you need. Look at how many different ways you can eat it. Craig told you, you can suck it to the peanut if you want. You can crunch off that shell and have the peanut later. You can eat it all at once. They're all perfectly valid, okay? It's 2017. We respect all ways to eat M&Ms, at least for another week. So next time you go past the wildly varied M&M area of the candy section of your grocer, there are way too many choices. There are lots of weird colors. Stay away from the coffee nut. Or as a fun joke, get it for that one relative you hate. But if you're buying for yourself, there's only one clear answer for M&Ms, and that is the best variety of M&M, which is the peanut M&M. Asked and answered. Thank you.
And thank you to our panel from the Thrilling Adventure Hour, Busy Phillips, Annie Savage, Mark Evan Jackson, Ben Acker, and Craig Kukowski. Thanks you guys for doing this. This was really fun. And it was a treat to get everybody on stage together. Tell everybody that is listening at home where they can find you online.
The internet.
Raya. If you're verified, at Kukowski on Twitter.
Please check out the Detroit Creativity Project. We empower and inspire youth, middle and high school students in Detroit through the art of improvisation, dcpimprov.org.
Ben Acker on Twitter.
Also, Craigslist PCast on Twitter for a podcast I do called Craigslist.
Yep. Yes.
Busy's front porch.
Watch my stories, guys. I'm Busy Phillips on on my stuff.
Google it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just Google it. Yeah.
You'll spell my last name wrong, and then you'll have trouble finding me, and then you'll spell it right, and then you'll find me.
Google Busy Phillips Golden Globes Locked Out.
If you have not seen this, it
great
is fantastic.
Great stories there. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Trending worldwide.
We could have done a podcast about that.
Yes.
Are we still live?
Yeah.
Yes.
Until the red light on the camera goes off.
Annie, where can everybody find you?
On the internet.
Fair enough.
Great. Thank you, as always, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, for our score and theme song, respectively.
And while this topic is settled, we have so many more that we want to get from you. And you can reach us by email at wegotthispodcast@gmail.com or join our new Facebook group. That is facebook.com/groups/wegotthispodcast.
Or reach out to us on Twitter @wegotthistweets or check out the Maximum Fun subreddit. A flame war is probably happening right now.
Yes. And thank you to producer Ken Bloom, researcher Kate McManus for putting together that great doc that Mark read off of his phone, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
And thank you, as always. It's so nice to be able to do this to a room full of people. Thank you, as always, to you, the listeners of the show. We really appreciate you guys listening to the show, coming out and letting us goof around today and talk about the really important things in life, like M&M flavors.
Thanks for watching us eat M&Ms.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody. We got this.
We got this.
Thank you guys very much.
Hi, I'm comedian Emily Heller.
And I'm cartoonist Lisa Hannawalt.
And we're the hosts of Baby Geniuses.
Do you want to learn weird new facts?
Do you like hearing successful, creative women talk about their poop?
Do you want the scoop on Martha Stewart's pony?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, our show is for you.
We interview people like Paul F. Tompkins,
Kristen Shaw,
Michael Che,
and more. So check us out on Maximum Fun.
And let us mess up your brain.
Yes, please.
Baby Geniuses, we know something we don't know.
Why would you listen to a podcast of TV pilots that never got made? It must not have been any good, right?
I don't know for a fact that anyone read it.
They couldn't get the deal done.
It was kind of a regime change.
Someone at the studio who was in a decision-making capacity said, these guys seem like losers.
They just blamed it on, okay, well, it must be women.
We got word that USA had decided to stop doing comedy.
Why aren't we making this? It was so good.
Hear the TV comedies you never got to see on the Dead Pilot Society podcast. Listen on MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.